ask you something else. The president, of course, is about to award yet another Medal of Honor posthumously to a family of a soldier who died in an act of courage in the war. People still are getting very curious why in the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq there is no living Medal of Honor recipient. What's your view? Has no one performed an act of courage worthy of the Medal of Honor and lived through it?
This has been a source of real concern to me. And I would tell you it was one of President Bush's real regrets that he did not have the opportunity to honor a living Medal of Honor winner, or recipient, I should say. We are looking at this. Without getting into any details, there are some in process, but it is, as everybody knows, a very time-intensive, thorough process. But I would say that I've been told there are some living potential recipients that have been put forward.
Sir, back to Afghanistan.